The Buffalo Sabres are undefeated in 2020. They'll look to keep that momentum going when they play the Blues in St. Louis tonight. Reporter Bill Hoppe is back with us for this week's edition of Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatu. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
Well, the Sabres haven't played since last Saturday's win over Florida. Let's catch up on some recent developments, starting with the trading of defenseman Marco Scandella to Montreal and the acquisition of forward Michael Frolik from Calgary.
Well, you figured at some point the Sabres would deal one of their extra defensemen and parlay that into a forward, an area the Sabres really need some help. And sure enough, last Thursday they traded Marco Scandella to the Canadiens for a fourth-round draft pick. And basically minutes later, they traded that pick to the Calgary Flames for Michael Frolik. And that right there just underscores how hard it is to make trades. I mean, it took two trades just to get a depth forward. And Michael Frolik, he's had a rough year. He's playing under 12 minutes a game, a career low. He's been a healthy scratch. But I really think he has some upside. His career as a whole, he's won a Stanley Cup. He scored 20 goals a couple of times. He does a lot of things well. I think he should fit in nicely with the Sabres. And he's a guy that has a lot to prove, really. He'll be a free agent after this year. He's 31 years old. He's playing for his NHL future. He's playing for a new contract. And just to have another guy in that dressing room that's played in the playoffs quite a bit, who's raised the Stanley Cup over his head, I mean, that's meaningful. And having dealt with him just a little bit in this past week here, he seems like a strong personality. He seems pretty affable. I think he'll fit in well in that room.
Well, who do we expect Frolik to be playing on a line with, and will he play any special teams?
Well, he'll definitely kill penalties, and in the end, if that ends up being his greatest contribution to the Sabres, if he does it well, I mean, that could be very meaningful. The Sabres have had a ton of problems killing penalties recently, and that's an area they needed to improve. As far as even strength, he practiced Wednesday at left wing beside center Marcus Johansson and Connor Sherry. That's basically the Sabres' second line, so I would expect him to get some notable minutes and to receive a long look from the Sabres.
Well, Frolik will help fill the void left by the injury to rookie forward Victor Olofsson. He'll be out about another month with a lower body injury. The Sabres also without Jeff Skinner for a couple more weeks. Those are two key offensive players on a team that has at times this season struggled to generate offense.
You're right, the Sabres have struggled to score at times this year, and they've been too reliant on Jack Eichel and his line. And I really think this stretch here without Victor Olsen and Jeff Skinner could make or break them. They're hanging around the playoff race. They're certainly still in it. But without Victor Olofsson, who's a top Rookie of the Year candidate, was on pace for 30 goals, and without Jeff Skinner, a guy who scored 40 goals last year, who hadn't had really a great season to that point, but he has a history of scoring and he could certainly go on a tear. I mean, they could kind of sink down the Atlantic Division. And right now, the Sabres have Rasmus Asplund, a rookie 25 games into his career with one NHL goal, skating beside Sam Reinhart and Jack Eichel. And Rasmus Asplund is a fine young player, and he'll probably play a long time in the NHL, but he's being cast in a different kind of role that he probably shouldn't be in right now. But he seemed to fit in well on that line on Saturday, and they'll probably go with him again tonight. In the absence of Olofsson and Skinner creates opportunities. Connor Sherry has been moved up. He's been getting more ice time, and he's played well. He seized his opportunity. He can go on scoring binges, and right now it looks like he's in the middle of one. And Michael Frolik, as I said, he has a history of scoring. I don't know if he's really that 20-goal scorer anymore, but, I mean, if he can chip in 8 or 9 goals during the second half of the season, that would be notable. But I'm not sure the Sabres are really done making trades. I think they still need another forward. It may be critical for them to get another one with Victor Olofsson and Jeff Skinner out. So I think you could see something else soon.
Back to the blue line, defenseman Lawrence Pilot was called up from Rochester. He's one of the Sabres' top prospects. He played in Buffalo for about 30 games last season. Is this a short-term call-up, or could he stick around?
I think he could really stick around. I mean, with Marco Scandella having been traded, that creates a spot. The Sabres have had extra defensemen all year, but I think they're willing to go with whoever's going well. And Rasmus Asplund, you thought maybe he might come up for just a few games, but he's managed to stick now for almost a couple months, and Lawrence Pilot certainly could carve out some time. I think one thing you want to examine with prospects is how they've played in the AHL. And Lawrence Pilot, he's far from a finished product, but he's been at times, I guess you could say, kind of a dominant AHL player. He's been one of the league's best offensive defensemen, and you kind of look to see if they're outgrowing the league. And I think he's kind of at that point right now in his career where he's putting up a lot of points. He's an all-star for the second straight season, and now is really a time to take a look at him.
Sabres and Blues tonight, then games this weekend, home Saturday against Vancouver and at Detroit on Sunday. Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.